Hey, welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. Wow, if you are here, you either got left behind or the rapture didn't happen. I don't know, Pastor Dan. This is an interesting thing. We are here on, what's the date? Do we give away the dates here?
I don't know that we do that on podcasts. You're not supposed to like.
This is timeless.
Yes, people in the far distant future are going to be listening
to this. Well, because in future years, there will be other instances where theoretically the rapture might have happened.
It might have, but it didn't.
But, Pastor Dan, you are here live and in the flesh.
I either got left behind,
I was wondering, but now that I see you.
You know, what's funny is, you know, we all have early memories of our life. And as born-again believers, we have early Christian memories too. And one of my early Christian memories was in our youth group, they played the Left Behind movie.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, gosh, this is so like 70s and like, you know, even the song, I still can remember. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Well, we grew up in the Left Behind years, I would say 90s.
Because, you know, they had the movies, you know, and TV's Kirk Cameron, you know, he was just going for it with the Left Behind movies and the books. I remember it was like everyone had a Bible and Left Behind.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
so, you know, T-Bone, he's part of our church. He had a song that I remember as a kid. It was like about the rapture happened. Have you heard that one?
I have.
Like through the perspective of the rapture.
I actually had him come up one time after a message and just speak it.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the end of it, someone's head gets cut off.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And you hear the sound of the guillotine?
Yeah.
So I grew up on that song.
Oh, okay.
I probably could sing most of it right now.
Wow.
Or rap most of it.
I
won't do all that.
Don't.
You know, we want to
break out your skills too much. don't flex.
So, but those were like real thoughts I remember having.
Yeah.
So like if my parents, I couldn't, cause there was no cell phones. So if I couldn't get a hold of my parents, they were gone a little bit longer than I was like the rapture happened. And to quote the verse, like, and God took everyone except for me.
Except for me. and the crazy thing too is I know that, you know, there was some stuff on the internet about people starting to make rash decisions based on the fact that the rapture had come. And I don't know what they did, if they ran up credit card debt or what, you know, what sort of things. But I just heard some of that news. And it's a throwback because we had talked to some seasoned, I'll put it that way, seasoned believers who've been around for a long time. Yeah. And they said, no, we didn't put money into retirement because we thought Jesus was coming back.
Yeah, like, certainly. Yeah.
Now, you know, next year or whenever it was. Mm-hmm. And so they decided that retirement was a bad investment because why put money into retirement if we're never going to retire? Jesus is coming back.
Right.
And I think that's where, you know, you've heard live like he's coming back today, but plan like he's not coming back in your lifetime.
Yeah.
I think that's good advice. Mm-hmm. I think that's wisdom because, you know, when you take a look at living like he's coming today, it means that you're going to be holy.
Yeah.
It means that you're going to be pure. You're not going to be messing around. You're not going to be one of those unwise servants, right?
Right.
That the master will come find you watching and you're... Mm-hmm. You know, your vessel filled with oil, your lamps burning, and you're watching and waiting for the return of the master.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be that foolish virgin or that foolish servant that's drunk and beating the other servants and that's beaten with many lashes when the master returns, you know? So, but then as well, you plan like he's not coming back in your lifetime because there are some things that we know from the scriptures that still need to be fulfilled.
Right.
You know, the man of lawlessness has not yet been revealed, you know, which we would call the Antichrist.
Yeah, yeah.
There are many Antichrists already in the world. God, 1 John tells us that.
Right.
That spirit is already out there.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. And definitely when people say, oh, these people could have been the Antichrist, I can say, well, they are Antichrist, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We know that for a fact because of their stance and what they did and how they came against God or proclaimed themselves to be gods.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so there have been many Antichrists for thousands of years, but the Antichrist has yet to be revealed. And until that, we know we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, we've talked about winds of doctrines or just thoughts or beliefs. And I think with internet and social media, we see these things blow up. And so that's why, you know, we ingest talk about rapture.
Right.
But it is kind of a thing
that
can become prevalent where people, you know, and maybe even some of our viewers or believers in the church, they get really into it. So I did want to talk about kind of Because it is something that is, and then maybe there's some people who are like, oh, I didn't hear that the rapture was supposed to happen. Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm not on social media. And that's really, again, where some of these things catch their, they you know, that's where they get the momentum of some of these things. Cause it's not like on the front page of the newspaper or anything like that, but on social media and things like that, like, oh, it was this thing. And so I saw a lot of like memes and jokes about it. Some like, oh, can someone put money on not happening because I want to make money. You know, the people were making light or fun of the idea, because some of the things that we know in scripture is that no one knows the time or the hour.
Sure.
But Pastor Dan, and we don't have time for a full on conversation of specifically the rapture or eschatology, as we know to be the end times. Where might we point, or where would you recommend someone pointing someone, or who is having these thoughts, interested in these things?
Sure.
It's not a bad thing to be interested in this. Or?
Well, I always direct people to the scriptures themselves. Yeah. You know, so read the book of Daniel, read Matthew, read Revelation, you know, read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Yeah. There are some great scriptures that talk about the end times. And start there. Start with the Holy Spirit. You know, pray before you read it. Ask God to reveal truth to you. And you know, part of the Holy Spirit's job description in John is that the Holy Spirit would show us things to come. So ask God to give you eyes that see into the future and that God would show you those things to come from the scriptures. Start there. Don't start with anybody's opinion. Don't start with anything outside of the Word of God. Start with the Word of God and settle what you know. Now, the things that you don't know, that would be where you'd want to dive deeper, you know? And some things, I believe, we're not going to know.
Yeah.
That, you know, the hidden things belong to the Lord. There are things that God may speak about that we just simply won't understand what that is until it shows up and we say, ah, that's what God was talking about, you know? Yeah. And I believe that because as I see the prophecies and the things that were spoken of in the Old Covenant, that when they come to fruition, that I would have said, man, I would have never applied that scripture to that event, right? And yet, here's the apostles, here's, you know, other people that have said, hey, look at, this is what this is. This is what was spoken of by the prophet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think about when Judas, when they realized that there was an emptiness of his place.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring in another apostle, someone who's been with them from the very beginning to be a witness to everything that Jesus Christ did. So they had to have someone that was with the disciples from the very get-go.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That was a disciple, but that could take that vacancy in the 12, right?
Yeah.
And so they break out two scriptures that as I read them in context and in the Old Covenant, I wouldn't have pulled that out. But the Holy Spirit says, no, this is what's being spoken of in this moment, you know, in the book of Acts. And so, you know, there may be things that in the book of Daniel, things in Matthew, things in Revelation, that we think we know what it is, or we've attributed this is what this is going to be, or here's the timeline of the end times, that sort of a thing. But then when we get there, we'll realize, oh, wow, that was a curveball. You know, that wasn't what I was expecting, but I can see that's what that is.
Yep.
You know, so some things you may never know, but there are some great resources out there. I would suggest the New Spirit-Filled Life Study Bible.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It takes the different views, because there are different views, and this might be new terminology for some of our listeners and viewers, but there is what's called the traditional view and the dispensationalist view.
Yeah.
And there are other views besides that as well, things like premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial, you know, those types of terminology and viewpoints of the end times that definitely have scriptural basis, and you can find scriptures, and it can be confusing.
Right.
And so that would be where a good resource like the New Spirit-Filled Life Bible, which was edited by Jack Hayford, solid man of God, ran his race. I mean, just respectable. You know what I mean? Like, I look to those guys, and now he's gone on to be with the Lord. Like, hey, this guy is someone I can listen to because he ran well.
Right.
And he was so scholarly and so knowledgeable, and they put the different viewpoints in their commentary, right? Yeah. So you, as you read Revelation, you can go, you know, Revelation 1:1, and then drop down to 1:1 and read what it has to say about it right there underneath, and it'll say classical interpretation, and then it'll have in brackets dispensationalist interpretation. And then in the very back of the Bible, it also has a whole section on the last things.
Right.
Again, very reputable, very solid source. It doesn't down anybody or out anybody.
Yeah.
It just gives, here's the viewpoints. Here's what certain people think and what certain people believe, you know. The other resources that I would direct people to is that we have given at The Rock different sermon series mm-hmm. on end times, yeah. the last days, the day of the Lord. Pastor yeah. Deborah has done those as well. In our Bible college, we teach eschatology.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dr. Kobernick currently teaches that. He teaches all the viewpoints, mm-hmm. just like we were talking yeah. about. He gives, hey, here's what some believe, here's what others believe, you know. And he mm-hmm. may insert, this is what I believe personally, which yeah. is okay, you know,
yeah.
because
yeah.
as long as you're learning, okay, here's the viewpoints out right. there. He believes that. This is what else is said, you know.
Yeah.
We can come to a conclusion on what we believe. And the great thing is that I don't think we should separate over these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though people may have differing views, like, my goodness, you know, I sincerely do hope it's pre-trib right. rapture. You know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
I don't want to be here for that.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, what I see in the scriptures, it might not be.
Yeah.
That's my personal thought. You right. know what I mean? Like, I definitely could be wrong.
Yes.
And yet, you know, God knows how to keep us in a time mm-hmm. of trouble.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, yeah, there's a whole lot there that we could get into, but without getting into it, the thing is if, let's say you believe pre-trib, I believe post-trib, mm-hmm. right?
Right. That should affect how we,
doesn't yeah. change a thing. Like, yeah. let's go get a yeah. cup of coffee and hang out, you know?
Well, and I understand that some personalities, you know, really get into a certain thing,
yeah.
a certain topic. And so that, and again, I'm not bashing on it, but so maybe there's a better word, but like it kind of consumes their thinking, their thought. They get
sure.
very studious about it. They're diligent about it. Again, these are all positive things, which leads me to why I want to say as a house, you know, maybe you don't come to the Rock. Maybe you do. But I've always appreciated our position, which we've, again, I don't know where we got the term. Maybe you can speak into that. But like this ready rapture mm-hmm. idea. Hey, regardless of these things and again, it's not dismissive as much as it is like I'm still going to do my due diligence and study and appreciate the word, what the word has to say. But because I don't know, and because, like you said, we can see scripturally evidence for really all these different scenarios.
Yeah.
I want to land where I'm ready either way. And as a church, we prepare the people of our congregation and in our house to live in that set where, you know, if the rapture comes, you're ready. If it's regardless of the dispensation,
yeah,
we are going to be ready as a people to take it head on, to have our faith, to keep our faith. And so that has really prepared, you know, especially because I'm not one who gets into a specific thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, you know, I used to, as a younger person, I used to, maybe because I had these traumas as a kid, but I used to think I was not going to die, right? Like,
because oh, yeah.
Jesus is coming back. Like, I'm not dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I got a little bit older, like, oh, yeah, I could die. Because you used to like, well, like, and life will go on.
Yeah.
But I really used, I mean, if you, probably even into my 20s, like, no, like, Jesus is going to come. I will not experience death on this side.
Wow.
But that was like a real thing. And again, maybe because of some of my upbringing and some yeah. of my thought. And again, maybe I still will not. Maybe the Lord would come. Will come.
That'd be wonderful.
But maybe not.
So, yeah, and, maybe not.
But I guess I'm sharing from, but either way, I press on, right?
Yeah,
either
yeah.
way, we live. And so this isn't something that I think we leave churches over. I don't think we
no.
cause strifes amongst our brothers and sisters over. Like, I can't believe you live this way. I don't know if you want to speak into that some.
I guess, yeah, because I know you mentioned where we get the term. I just always heard Pastor Jim and Deborah say it,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's like some people believe this, some people believe that. We believe ready rapture, you know?
Right.
And I think that speaks to what we started with, that we need to live like he's coming today. We mm-hmm. need to be ready.
Yeah.
And I believe that the scripture is clear. It's not clear on the other things. No matter how much
yeah.
somebody wants to tell
yeah,
me
it
is.
I love it. It's clear, like, that it's not clear.
there's plenty of scriptures on both sides of these
yes.
arguments and things like that. And it can be confusing. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be very confusing when you look at it. And so as long as there's nothing that's concrete and settled, then I don't want to major on the minors.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's going to be perilous times. I know that there's going to be an Antichrist. There
yeah.
are things that I just know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The things that I don't know, I'm not going to dive into those things and say any definitive statements about
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
But I can say definitively, we need to be ready. Mm-hmm. We need to be watching
yeah.
and waiting and looking for the return of the Lord.
Yeah.
I can say that
right.
with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where, if the church majors on those things that we know concretely
yeah.
and stops dividing over the things that are gray,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and even, you know, sometimes people say, well, it's not gray. It's, you know,
yeah.
okay, if someone else has an issue over that,
yeah.
that like, and when I say this, I understand that there are sects of other religions that have broken off of Christianity that are, you know, taking the black and white areas that, that are concrete, yeah, and they're manipulating those things. I'm not saying to concede on those things.
Yes.
But when the church, the big C church,
yes, right,
isn't in agreement on it,
yeah,
and yet they're in agreement on the majors,
yeah,
the virgin birth, mm-hmm, the blood of Jesus, mm-hmm, the atonement, the sacrifice, mm-hmm, I mean, the major things, right?
Yeah.
Triune God, all that kind of stuff. Those things, if we're majoring on those things, and then the things that we disagree on that we say, hey, you know what? I love you no matter what, and we're not going to divide over those things, I think we'd do well.
Right.
You know, I think that we would do much better. And so that's where I often say this in my altar calls. I say, no man knows the day or the hour, but we do know the times and the seasons.
Right. That's good.
And I think that's where we need to understand we are close. Mm-hmm. My goodness, yeah, we're close. Yeah. It's wild. You know, I heard something that baffled my mind several months ago, and that is that the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled. Because it talks about in the scriptures how Jerusalem would be overtaken by the Gentiles,
yeah,
for a season of the earth, whatever, yeah, that is, you know, yeah, a time on the earth. And it says until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Well, Israel's back in the land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, prophetic things that have taken place are taking place right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
They've gotten the red heifer.
Mm-hmm.
They've sacrificed it. And with the ashes, they can purify and start to consecrate priests.
Yeah.
If they can do that, they can start up the sacrificial system again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, knowing the Jewish people, I mean, we may see some crazy things, mm-hmm, if they take over the Temple Mount,
right, right,
again. And I don't know what they're going to do with the mosque and the Dome of the Rock that's up there. They may,
yeah, yeah,
tear it down. Who knows?
Right.
You know, if they build a third temple, though, I mean, guys, we're close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like on the edge.
Yes.
It's just crazy. So thinking about those things, it baffled me when I was confronted with that reality. The times of Gentiles, someone said, have been fulfilled. I had thought of it more in terms of, like, you know, that there would be a time and a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Romans where it talks about that you've been grafted in and the,
yeah,
Israel has been, you know, basically set aside for this time while the Gentiles are coming into the faith, and there's a veil that's over their heart,
yeah,
that sort of a thing. And so I thought of it in terms of that, not in terms of the literal, like, hey, Jerusalem,
yeah,
has been in the hands of the Gentiles and that sort of a thing, but now it's back in the hands of the Jews.
Yeah.
We're there.
Right.
And so I had to come to, like, this moment of realizing,
yeah,
things are being fulfilled in our day.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see it all around, you know,
right,
we're watching as these things are taking place. We're watching, you know, there's some believe that there's going to be a great end time harvest,
mm-hmm,
you know, in the midst of all this darkness.
Yeah.
We're seeing these things.
Yes.
I mean, we just watched as 100 million people,
right,
watched, and there was, I think, 200,000 or 300,000 that were kind of in attendance of the memorial for Charlie Kirk.
Right.
And it seems that there's been a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that we've said this for years, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church,
right,
you know? And so seeing this, I think, woke a lot of people up. We had people come to our church that said, man, when he was murdered,
mm-hmm,
I realized I need to get into church.
Yeah.
We had reports of a mom went and bought a Bible and was going to church, and their child, I don't remember if it was a boy or a girl, but they were saying, Mom, I'm so glad you did that because I just did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they didn't, yeah, even know, and yet,
yeah,
here they are,
yeah,
seeking God. And so we might be seeing, and we had already seen,
yeah,
this undercurrent with, you know, mass baptisms again,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
some of the things that we saw in the, yeah, in the Jesus Revolution, you,
right,
know, the Jesus movement.
Yeah.
And we're seeing this kind of uptick in church attendance. We're seeing these swells.
Yeah.
The pastor reached out to me, said that they're in revival, having 100 people a week, wow, saved in their church.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
absolutely incredible. It's amazing.
Right.
The things that we're seeing going on. There is revival going on all around us.
Right.
And we need to be ready for the return of the Lord, because, you know, the scriptures does say that the reaper will catch up with the sower.
Yeah.
That, in other words, there will be so much harvest.
That's good.
And this is where they get that great end time harvest. There will be so much effectiveness on the word. It'll be,
mm-hmm,
it'll be instant.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that. You know,
right,
we see it here at the Rock in our altar calls. Man, the altars are filled with young,
yeah,
people.
Yep.
We've had people come that said that they were stirred this past couple,
yeah,
of weeks, you know.
Yeah.
in the wake of everything that's happened in our nation, that they started seeking God, mm-hmm. you know, and there's some great scriptures about people going and grabbing a hold of a Jew and asking him, you know, teach me about God, you know, yeah. like that, yeah. that men will go and will grab a hold of him. Mm-hmm. I think we're in those times where people are mm-hmm. seeking, mm-hmm. people are interested,
yeah.
you know, and that's where, you know, I'd encourage people not just to look up stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get a whole lot of stuff there. There may be some solid things, but yeah. there may not be things that you know, that you would agree with. And that's where you got to find solid Bible teachers and realize that no one has the mark out on everything. You know,
yeah.
I like Jack Hayford. I like his views. I like the fact that, like I said, the New Spirit Filled Life Study Bible gives yeah. those differing yeah. opinions. But there's also some great Bible teachers that are out there. John Bevere's coming out with a book mm-hmm. on the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the end times.
Right, right.
But the day of the Lord. And so I'm going to invite him to come out to The Rock next year.
Yeah.
And we'll see where we can get him. And mm-hmm. and I again, John is a brilliant man of God.
Right.
Jimmy Evans teaches on the end times.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. he's got a podcast and he's got all that kind of stuff. Now, again, he has a hard line stance on some of these issues.
Right.
And so you have to settle in your heart. With what I see and how I interpret the scripture, do I agree with that or do I not?
Yeah.
You understand? Yep. And I think that's where maturity has to come in
yeah.
to realize, hey, there are some interesting things that we can look into, but this man may yeah. not have everything,
yeah.
whether it's Jimmy or John or Dan or yep. Antonio or whoever, yep. Dr. Kobernick, you know, yep. we don't have the market on God,
yeah.
you know, and we don't know everything. There is still hidden mysteries, hidden because they're hard to find
yep.
and mysteries because they're hard to figure out.
Well, I'll share a conviction that I recently, or an area that I got convicted in. And I think I'm not the only one. I think many Christians, especially as information is just so easily accessible. You know, I love listening to podcasts. I love listening to sermons and YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. But I found myself so easily wanting to go to those sources, instead of doing what I would call the hard work, of getting into the scripture myself mm-hmm. and then having to go to the counselor myself,
Oof.
Right? The Holy prayer. Spirit.
Yeah.
Right.
Listening.
Time and prayer. Why do I want it the other way? Because I can just go to the guy who did the work and have him tell me the information.
Sure.
And that's how a lot of times we have been conditioned to like things and get yeah. things. And that's great. I'm not diminishing those things. We celebrate those things. We point people. I mean, even this podcast, what is it, right?
Yeah.
We are putting out content that would help, but we always say a supplemental thing. Nothing
yeah.
should replace us getting in our word, us listening to the Holy Spirit. Now, maybe you have trouble reading. Maybe you have, and we talked about this, right? Maybe,
yeah.
You know, listening to some things, but the Holy Spirit within us, the counselor that can speak to our spirit and confirm and teach and guide these things, it can't be beat. You know, doing
right.
some of the hard work of having to spend time in prayer, that's just not the fun thing. It's not
right.
the easy thing, because that might take several hours, right? Over toiling over a couple of verses where I'd just
yeah.
rather hear a 15-minute commentary sure. on this whole chapter.
yeah. No, the scriptures that I just listed, for someone
yeah.
to sit down and read them,
right.
first of all.
Yes.
Just to mentally comprehend what's going on.
Yeah.
That's going to take hours.
Yeah.
Hours upon hours. Days,
right.
weeks,
yeah.
months, you know.
Yeah.
You could literally camp out in those things for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Then to pray about it, too,
yeah.
out on top of that. You will spend a significant amount of time
right.
studying those scriptures, cross-referencing them with the other scriptures,
right.
writing notes, listening to God, hearing what he has to say, looking over the full counsel of the Word of God. Don't
yep.
just take part of it.
Yep.
Take the full counsel of the Word of
yep.
God. I mentioned scriptures. Those are not exhaustive.
Yep.
There's more scriptures about the end times and the day
yeah.
of the Lord and all this stuff than what I listed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I would suggest that you really do a deep dive into the scriptures, mm-hmm. take that time first, and then go to the other supplemental things.
Well, because I'll say this, the areas of scripture that I've done the work in mm-hmm. and heard from the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to be as easily swayed.
Yes, that's true.
When the Holy Spirit downloads to my heart
yeah.
on the work that I did. Because guess what? If it's something that I heard or read a book on, there's a whole another book with someone with a complete, and then I go, oh my
different
gosh,
opinion.
That's a good thought too.
Yeah.
And then I find myself like swaying, well, I haven't landed there yet.
Yeah.
But on the areas that I get with the Holy Spirit and I've spent the time in the Word and looked up and done mm-hmm. the research and done the study and allowed him to mold me in, oh man, those are the areas that you're going to hear a different
yeah.
kind of
yep.
Spirit on somebody. And so those are things, those are tools and resources.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that idea, Pastor Dan, because we do, we're not trying to create people that are just, I mean, I'm glad that you're into that, right? Or that you get into these things.
Well, here's a scary thought. Think about this for a second. You were talking about, you know, hearing a clip or something like that from somebody that I didn't do the work. I just accepted whatever they said.
Yep.
Who's to say that they didn't get that viewpoint from someone else?
Yeah.
You know, you said they did the work. Yeah. What if they didn't do the work?
Right.
What if they're just repeating something that some other person said?
Yep.
So now you're getting third-hand information from someone else.
You Telephone game.
Yeah, exactly. and it may be someone who's an influencer, but maybe not necessarily a theologian.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. There are people that are great at social media and great with their personality, great in front of a camera, and great at networking and that sort of a thing online, and they're able to build their following. And so people think, well, they're reputable because look how many followers they have. Look how many likes they have. Look how many shares they have. And look look how eloquently and, you know, simply they present this truth.
Right.
Well, who's to say that they even believe that?
Well, let's put it this way. You've mentioned this, I think, I feel like, in a recent podcast. Seeing someone with a limp. Right? Someone that walks with a limp, it's because they spent time wrestling with God.
That's right.
Whereas our algorithms deceive us.
Mm.
Just because it came up on our timeline, our feed in front of us, has nothing to do with time they spent with the Lord. It's because it's putting in front of you what it thinks you might like.
What you're gonna
because
want,
that person is saying the right words. And again, I'm not saying anything is wrong with it. I mean, but it's not necessarily reflective of time they spent with the Lord.
And what if God wants us to do all the work and still be confused so that, number one, he can be God.
Come on.
And number two, we can land on a simple truth that we just need to be ready.
I don't like that, Pastor. Yeah. I want to know that I know. I want you to tell me that I can know. Right? But that's
there's things this side of heaven that I don't think we'll ever know. Yeah. There's certain things that will be revealed in time.
Yeah.
And there are things that we can know certainly and assuredly, and we should be confident in those things.
Yeah. When I hear his ways are higher than my ways, his thoughts above my...
Great.
I think that's when I just go... It's easy for me to say, well, then what... Not what am I trying for, but it just makes... It settles my heart that I don't have to sow land and then try to convince you of landing on the same place that I land.
Right.
Because, hey, God's going to work these things out.
Absolutely.
And that's not to make light or dismiss or tell someone not to study things, right? Because there'll be convictions that you want to, we deep dive into areas.
Yeah.
But man, Pastor, I think we can find ourselves, and we talked about it in these seasons and times, in kind of a closing thought. What would you say as we kind of navigate through different feelings and thoughts and some of these things become big deals to us? How do we walk through those?
Well, I think that first and foremost, Jesus said, when you see these signs, lift up your head because your redemption draws near. Mm. And I think that for me personally, I know this. When I used to study these things out, fear would come on me.
Mm.
And I actually prayed. I said, God, I don't want to be around for this. I don't want to be here for the end times. Let me live my life. And selfishly, I was like, I want to be married. I want to have kids.
Of course.
I want to have grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, very selfish. God, I don't want you to come back and do all these things because it's going to ruin my perfect life down here, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to get to the point where God's perfect love cast out my fear, where I had to recognize that no matter what happens on the earth, that me, my kids, and my grandkids are going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because even if the worst could happen, I mean, think about, again, we saw this in our nation, Charlie Kirk's assassinated, right? What if that were to happen? I had to talk to my kids in 2020 when we were taking bold stances for church being open and that sort of a thing. I had to tell my kids, I might go to jail over this. And I remember my kids crying, Dad, we don't want you to go to jail. And my thing to them was, guys, it would be an honor to go to jail for my faith. It would be an honor to be persecuted like that.
Yeah,
I'd be amongst a special group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I lost my life over it, there's an honor in heaven, and I think that's where the Bible talks about the saints not accepting deliverance on the earth because they were looking for a better resurrection. In other words, they weren't looking to this land as their home country. We're looking to the eternal.
Yeah.
And so no matter how bad it gets on the earth, no matter how crazy the end times seem in our thinking now or how the actuality of it might be worse than what we're imagining, right?
Yeah.
You know, it could be really bad. I mean, you talk about that guillotine. You know, you talk about people just being murdered in the streets and things like that. You know, things that we've seen in other nations. I mean, I think America is so gosh, in a bubble.
Yeah.
Because in other parts of the world, I mean, with ISIS and all that kind of stuff, people are getting beheaded, mm-hmm. raped, yep. all this kind of stuff. And yep. we're seeing this presently.
Yeah.
Presently, it's happening.
Yep.
You know, but we're so insulated and isolated right. In our thinking that we look at the end times as like, man, this tribulation, I don't know if I can go through that. We're in the tribulation, right? Yeah,
right.
And yet Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. Mm-hmm. I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
When we are resting in God and in his truth, and yeah. when we've, like you said, done the work,
yeah.
prayed, and God has solidified those things in our life,
right.
you have a confidence and a boldness that I believe is going to be needed in the
Amen.
End times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And whether it's to stand and be a martyr,
yep.
or whether it's to share your faith,
yeah.
And you know, that 11th hour salvation, you know, yeah. where they get in right at the yeah. end, man. Yeah. And you're a part of that radical end time right. harvest.
Yeah.
Either way, my goodness, there's a reward in heaven that we're looking for. And that, I think that's the thing, looking for and hastening the day mm-hmm. of the Lord.
Yeah.
We want to speed this thing up. So let's tell everyone we can. Let's live like he's coming today, Amen. But let's plan like he's not coming yeah. in our lifetime.
So good. I love it, Pastor Dan. Well, thank you guys. We pray that you stay tuned all the way through, or maybe you pause it, pick back up. Well, then you wouldn't have listened to this part. But anyways, we love you. We're so grateful. Hey, share, like. Maybe you know someone who's kind of been wrestling with some of these things. We'd love it if you shared it. Write a comment. Ask some questions. Hey, I'm sure there's more questions that come up out of this. We'd love to do our best to respond. And again, just do what we can to serve. Get in your word. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us. Pastor Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor.
We love you. Rock Church fam. Rock Con fam.
Rock Con fam. Where'd that come from?
That's another conversation. I don't know. Rock Life Podcast. God bless you. Until next time. See you soon.